Welcome to the Inside Look at Legal podcast, a podcast by lawyers and experienced litigators, bringing you an inside look at today's legal practices. Hosted by Keith Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more about the firm at www.arkattorneys.com. And now, let's begin today's Inside Look at Legal.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's Inside Look at Legal. I'm your host, Sean Keith. Glad to have everybody back this week, and I've got one of our regular guests, Seth White, with me here today. Seth, how are you?
Doing good.
I wanted to take this week's podcast time to talk a little bit on a subject that is not always easy to talk about, and that's you. I think our listeners should know who you are, and so what I'm going to do over the next few weeks is talk to you and our other regular guests like Mason Bowling and have them tell the listeners a little bit about specifically what you do in the firm, and then about kind of your background. So let's start by asking you, you know, where did you grow up?
Yeah, so I grew up in Rogers, Arkansas. It's in the corner of Northwest Arkansas, and it's a nice little, you know, nook or haven of the state. It's really an incredible place to grow up. I was really fortunate to grow up there.
And that's where, of course, our main office is, and we have an office also in Fayetteville. What was it that, where did you go to undergrad, and what were your main interests and when you went off to college?
So for the majority of my life, I've been a baseball player, and just wherever the game was, it dictated where I was. And I signed with Arkansas Tech University, played there for a year and a half. But a lot of people don't know baseball is a partial scholarship sport. So you get more money percentage-wise or playing time, you move along. And I met some people actually playing summer ball in Nicaragua, of all places. Ended up going to a tiny school called Indiana Wesleyan in Marion, Indiana. Play baseball up there and freeze to death.
Well, that's one thing about the injury group and our law firm, yourself and Mason and myself, is we all share one passion in particular and other than the law, and that's baseball. We have that in common. We talk about baseball, and we all have a different team. For example, you're a guy from Rogers, Arkansas, and you like the big market Boston Red Sox. And of course, I'm always for the underdog, and I like the local Kansas City Royals, and then Mason's like every other Arkansan, and he likes the St. Louis Cardinals. So we have that in share, and we have a lot of good times with that. After you got out of, when did you decide that you wanted to become a lawyer?
Yeah, so I'm kind of a weird one. I think I want to be a lawyer since I was maybe in like sixth grade.
You come from a big family, right?
I do. I got four little brothers.
You're the oldest of five.
The oldest of five.
All boys. That's incredible. Your poor mother.
Yeah, we didn't need a security system because if you broke in, you had six dudes that were ready to go at you.
Oh, I bet there wasn't much food in the refrigerator at times either.
No, I think we'd go to McDonald's and my dad would drop like $60.
That's terrific. Yeah. And all baseball players.
Luke and Cale, the two directly behind me, they actually played football at Shiloh Christian, if any of us are familiar, in their heyday when they played at Dallas Cowboys Stadium and were super, you know. Those teams are superstar teams. And then my brother Sage, he actually plays baseball at Harding. And I think he's got the same passion I do. And then my brother Jeb's a cross-country fiend, which blows my mind. But, you know, I'm proud of him for that. So.
Well, that's incredible. Obviously, your parents have done a great job. And, of course, now you have your own child starting it again. So why law? Do you have any lawyers in your family?
We didn't. And I think part of it was, you know, I had families that had in their own businesses and stuff. And I was like, well, they're always hiring lawyers. You know, maybe I could help my family out in some way. And I think it really developed with sports because I just loved competing And I think that's why specifically I lean towards litigation or trial law, because you kind of go in this arena or the field and you can just punch each other in the face as hard as you want and you know, slit some throats, but afterwards I'll shake your hand. And that, I know that sounds insane for a lot of people.
Well, it is insane, Seth. I've been in a lot of courtrooms and I've never seen anybody slit anybody's throat. So it is a little bit insane, but I guess I understand what you mean. You like the competitive nature of the courtroom.
Yeah.
It is certainly, when you go in the courtroom, it is all or nothing. It's all out, and there's a lot of risk. That's why the trial attorneys, people who are willing to go in the courtroom and expose themselves and put their careers in the hands of a jury are becoming fewer and fewer, but that's what we do.
Yeah.
And so you went to law school, you wanted to help folks, you want to help your family, and never mind that. Hope you can edit that out, Derek. And so you decided to go to law school, and I want to take up on the backside of this break how you ended up doing what you're doing now. But before we get there, I want to remind folks, if you're in a car wreck and you have, or even actually, I think, Seth, it's more important before people get in car wrecks that they visit some resources that we have out there, specifically the website www.nwacaraccidentattorney.com, and you put a lot of content on there to help folks to know what to do when they get in a car wreck.
Yeah, so it's a very useful resource. If you're listening to this, you definitely should go check that out, and you can learn a lot of stuff from it.
Just Google NWA Car Accident Attorneys, and you'll find the website, and you'll find some videos and other information. So take a few minutes and do that, and acquaint yourself with what you might want to do in the event that you do get in a car wreck. Which includes, quite frankly, calling an attorney, whether it's us or someone else. So you decided to go to law school. Where'd you go to law school?
Came back to Fayetteville, got married to my beautiful wife, Whitney, and so we decided to return to the Fayetteville area, go to law school.
And your first job out of law school, of course, I'm from Rogers. You're from Rogers. Our families know each other. In fact, my dad and your grandfather are friends, and grandmother, good friends for a long time. But we didn't know each other. And you didn't work for me during law school, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So where did you end up after law school?
So I clerked the summer before my last year. I clerked in Little Rock for a couple of firms. And one of them was an insurance defense firm.
A really good firm, too, by the way.
Yeah, really, really successful. They do things the right way there. And, you know, got a job hired even during, still in law school, you know, got a job offer way ahead of time.
So you went and worked straight out of law school working for the firm who works for the insurance companies.
I did. And, you know, you and I talk about CarX a lot. And I did, you know, various insurance. I did some architecture defense and some medical malpractice defense, but I would say probably 60-70% of my work there was car wreck defense of insurance companies.
One of the greatest advantages of going to work for a defense firm out of law school is the chance you get to try cases. And in a year and a half working for insurance companies, you tried some cases.
I did, and it was I don't think I realized how fortunate I was at the time that was happening. I actually, in one time, I tried three cases in 22 days.
That's incredible.
Which was, you know, it was a great experience, and it kind of, you know, time warped me forward, I think, at least as far as not being scared to get in the courtroom and fight for my clients.
How did you end up back in Northwest Arkansas? So Little Rock, you were down there for a year and a half, and you ended up back it's been a year or so. Came back and ended up with our firm, which we're so glad to have you. How did that happen?
yeah, so that's kind of the interesting thing about time warping forward, trying, you know, that many cases that quickly. I kind of got to experience the back end of, well, it's over. What's my reward? What did I do here with this?
What I accomplish?
What did I accomplish and what did I prove? And one, I didn't prove anything. I just proved that the other guy couldn't prove something. And my client, you know, in quotes, if you can't, you're not watching the video, they were just like, well, thanks, man, but that I'm switching insurance companies. See you later. Right. And that was it. You know, and it's like, well, do I want to do this over and over again? Which, if you want to try cases and stuff, it's a great job to have. But I do want to develop relationships in a community. And what better community than where I'm walking down the street, I see some guy I went to high school with or his mom or somebody like that.
Yeah, I think the difference in the sides, and frankly, it's well, I know a lot of great lawyers, a lot of great defense lawyers. The difference in representing plaintiffs and defendants is the difference between representing people and representing a company. And so there are advantages and disadvantages to each of those. But apparently you were drawn to representing people, which is where I've always been drawn.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, that's great, Seth. Have you enjoyed have you regretted coming over and representing plaintiffs
no.
and people?
No, I'm very fortunate to have been able to make that switch, and I don't feel like I work anymore. I just help people out.
Well, we work a lot together on a day-to-day basis, and I can tell you do an excellent job in handling our docket for car wrecks and product liability. And I appreciate it. One thing I want to close with saying, you know, next year there's a big election looming on the horizon. This is going to affect everybody in the state of Arkansas, and I don't think people even know about it yet. The nursing home lobbyists and industries have gone out and gotten the legislature to propose an amendment to the Constitution of the state of Arkansas where they limit the amount of damages, no matter what the circumstances are, that they can be found liable. It's going to affect mostly those people that are either very young, children under 18, and the elderly. I just can't imagine. Texas did this several years ago, and the outcome has been not good. It hasn't changed. They'll tell us, hey, this is going to change things. This is going to make things cheaper for insurance and those kind of things. But the reality is it has not in any state. The only thing it's done is led to nursing homes being more or less careful, quite frankly, when taking care of our parents and grandparents. So I just remind folks to be aware that this is out there. This is going to affect them, and I'll keep reminding them on every podcast. Seth, thanks for coming in. Thanks for sharing information with us and about yourself, and I look forward to talking to you about other topics.
Me too.
You've been listening to Inside Look at Legal with your hosts, Keith, Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more at www.arkattorneys.com.